In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we have some unhappiness. The Hellenist widows are being neglected, and they are vocal about it. I was once faced with a similar situation. Some women were having a dispute, and I was asked to solve the problem. Well, I thought, I am the deacon here. If Stephen, Philip, and the rest of the guys in today's reading can do it, so can I. Well, things did not work out all that well. The only thing that happened was that, in addition to being angry with one another, they were all angry at me. Did you ever wonder what was the outcome of the deacon's attempt to help the widows? Well, I have searched high and low for the scripture passage which says, quote, "And all the widows lived happily ever after." But I never found it. But what I did find is that the deacons moved on to other things. Next Sunday, we will hear how Philip left town and went out to baptize people. I followed the lead of Philip and went to St. Timothy's Church in Blaine to administer the baptism program. This brings us to the first reading, or the second reading from 1 Peter. In the baptism rite, as we anoint the child with the oil of catechumens, we pray, in part, we pray for this child, set him free from original sin, make him a temple of your glory, and send your Holy Spirit to dwell within him. In Jesus' time, the Jewish people believed that God's dwelling was in the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus said that he has become the new temple and that he and the Father are one. So Peter asks us to come to Jesus, who is now the living stone, that is the new temple, rejected by the Jewish leaders, but precious in the sight of God. Peter then asks us to let ourselves become spiritual temples where the Holy Spirit will dwell, and that is what we do by virtue of our baptism. Peter then goes on to say that we are a chosen race. We are chosen by God, just as Abraham and Moses were chosen. We are asked by God to follow the plan he has for us. After I baptize the child, I anoint the child with sacred chrism and pray in part, "He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation, as Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king. So may you live always as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life." Peter says that we are a royal priesthood. What does this mean? What does a priest do? He brings people to God. And so God has charged us with the same task by virtue of our own baptism. So how might we bring people to God? The best way is by our example. We can let our children and grandchildren know that we are striving to live a holy and faith-filled life. And so, once upon a time, there was a baptism in the church for a family. The family was mom and dad, 5-year-old Tommy, and his new brother, Johnny. And so, after the baptism, they left the church and they were driving to Grandma's house for the party with all the cousins. And Tommy was in the back seat crying. And his mother asked him, "Why are you crying?" But he didn't say anything. And then his dad asked him, "Tommy, why are you crying? We're going to Grandma's house with all the cousins and it's going to be so much fun for you." And then Tommy said, at Johnny's baptism, Father John said that we should be raised in a Christian home. But I want to stay with you and Mom. Let us all make sure that our children know that by the time they're 5 years old, they know they're being raised in a Christian home.